What do you get when you fall in love? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. What do you get when you fall in love? Well, when you fall in love, you presumably get love. You presumably have someone else that you're falling in love with, because falling in love usually means it's a relationship. Now, what do you get when you fall in love? Well, most people, when they fall in love, they get a very happy relationship. They get a very warm and a very sensitive and caring relationship between two people. And that's very nice. Tonight, Ellen was telling me that Hamburg has, what did you say?
The best German.
The best German. Because they say, what do they say?
Spitzenstein gestoßen.
Now, what does Spitzenstein gestoßen mean? And we had a talk about that. It means the sharpness of the stone.
Pushing it.
And,
Pushing the sharpness of a stone.
Pushing the sharpness of the stone. Now, what does it mean? Now, I asked Ellen, what does she think? What does she think about Germany? And she said, well, Germany is doing just fine. And I said, well, how fine? And I wanted her to fall in love with Germany like she used to know it. Now, what happened to Germany after the war, after the Second World War? Germany, after the Second World War, became one of the most beautiful, sound, financially stable nations of the world. One of the most inventive, creative, dynamic nations of the world. And then they looked at the United States and they saw the United States having financial difficulties and having other kinds of difficulties. And so immediately they said, they're having financial difficulties and they're having difficulties. Now, truly, this is what the other nations of the world do. But the other nations of the world are a bunch of pikers. When the United States has financial instability, they go kazam. I mean, boom. And when other nations of the world do it, they go a little bit. But when they go a little bit, it's a lot because they're a little nation. And so the United States can afford to have fluctuations in its economic program to a degree, while other nations cannot really afford that. Well, now, I said to Ellen, how do you fall in love with Germany? How do you think good things about Germany? How do you speak good things about Germany? What do you do when you fall in love? You tell the whole world how wonderful the other person is. You tell the whole world how fantastic everything is. Now, we have a new president. He'll be installed in January. And we're all quite proud of him. If he does nothing more than go in office and go out, and just nothing more than that, he'll have done one of the most magnificent things that anyone could ever want done in the United States. He will have made treadways that have never been done before in the United States, and they're beautiful. So that would be great. But that's not the way it's going to be. He's not going to just stop at being a wonderful symbol. He is going to be a wonderful fact. And he's going to be a wonderful fact because the people of the United States believe in him. The people of the United States encourage him. The people of the United States will support him. The people of the United States say, he will be a good president. He has all the makings of a good president. He has imagination. He has intuitiveness. He has creativity. He has strength of character. He has lots and lots and lots of things. Okay? Now, oh man. Wouldn't you like somebody to say those things about you when you're starting out your marriage? Just imagine, if all the world were to speak so highly of you when you were getting married. Now, we have a young friend in Africa, Nigeria, and his name is Endless. And his birthday is tomorrow, and he's marrying a girl called happiness. And their wedding is going to be in a few days, and they have invited everybody, including the bishop's wife, to come to their wedding. They have invited their metaphysicians, their members of the God Unlimited church group organs, and they are students, or he is student of the University of Healing, and they're having an entire convent of nuns coming because they're his friends. He's having the chief wigs of the country coming. All of the mucky mucks and the biggy bigs are coming because those are the people that he's been dealing with. And we've always thought he was a very outstanding young man, but we didn't realize that he had all this pizzazz, all this panache, that he could draw to him all these great people. Now, I told him, I said, Endless, you had better be very careful that you choose the right woman right now, because you're getting all this support and send-off, and when you get married, it's going to be forever. Now, he thinks it's going to be forever, but he must remember it's going to be forever whenever any little discussion comes along where they might not agree with each other. And, I mean, they're two human beings. They don't have to agree with each other. They cooperate and support each other on their program, but they don't have to agree. But he has all the people of his community supporting his marriage. And how wonderful that is. And us, of course. And just like Obama, he has all the people of the United States supporting, and the people of Germany, and the people of France, and the people of Italy, and the people, and name all the countries of the world. There's not a country in the world that doesn't support Obama, because they have no idea what he's going to do. All they know is he's a clean, clean, clean sheet who is going to come in there with some high ideals, as every president comes with high ideals. But he's going to come with high ideals. But I believe... from his past, and from what we've read about him, he will carry out his ideals. And we should support him even when the times are rough, or when the times are a little bit unstable, when the world is shaky a little bit and he's putting it together. Hang in there with him. Believe in him. Believe in him. Now, you, Ellen, I asked you, what do you think of Germany, you know? And you couldn't think of enough things. You ran out. You should never run out on your fatherland. I mean, what do I think of Wisconsin? Wow, the greatest state in the world. You know, the most wonderful state in the world. Why'd you leave? Yeah, no, but it's a great state. Well, I chose to be in California. I had been here once while I was in service. But I enjoyed Wisconsin. I went back there several times, you know. But opportunity was elsewhere for me, and I took it elsewhere. But I do not do anything but speak very highly of Wisconsin and all its dairy farms and all of the newspapers that I had there and all of the people that I knew there and the growing up that I did there as a child and so forth and the lakes that I swam in and played in as a child. I remember it with love, and it'll always be love. I'll never run out of accolades for Wisconsin. Or for California. This is my adopted state now. And it's my adopted homeland, my adopted fatherland, with Schwarzenegger is our president here in California, governor we call him. But the thing is, what did he do when he came in? He came in like a fireball, and he made many changes. But after he was here a while, he realized he couldn't keep it up. He couldn't keep up being that fireball, because to keep up being that fireball, you had to be going day and night, and you had to gather around you the most outstanding people in the world. And those outstanding people weren't the ones that were around him. They weren't the ones that were in the government of California. And so he has groundwork to do to straighten them out, to bring about this state in a higher level. But as it is, he brought about, I would say, at least 24 changes that has shaken the entire fabric of California more than any other governor has ever done. And I think that Obama's going to do that with the United States. He's going to shake the country more than any other president has ever done. And we think that Lincoln and Washington and a few others were great. And we'll see what Obama does. That'll really be great. Well, now, what do you do when you fall in love? You think of beautiful things about your partner. And you also think of them forever and ever and ever. And if you ever stop thinking beautiful things about your partner, it's over with. If you have your partner shake you up for some reason, think of how beautiful they are. Be Pollyanna. Be Pollyanna to the ultimate. And you'll find that you'll figure out some wonderful things about them, even though for the moment it looked like it was going tough. But it doesn't have to be. So, Mr. Endless and Happiness, we see you in an endless relationship of pure happiness. And so, Mr. Obama, you have a love affair with America that is going to be immortal and that will lay you out as one of the presidents that has contributed the most impact upon any nation in the short period of time that you will be permitted to be in office, whatever that is, the 2 terms or 3 terms, whatever it is.
Wow.
And this is what I believe. And this is what I believe about the world today, that with the shakeup that Obama's going to give it, believing in itself, all the world, the earth, all the world, earth, all our globe, every nation on the face of the globe will follow suit and stand forth as an economic solid symbol for themselves.
Wow, I love it.
Not wanting more than they can afford, but enjoying everything that they can afford and doing it well. This is my blessing, my gift, my recognition, my statement, my expectation, and my realization for the world today. Thank you. I love you immortally.
I love you.
Eternally.